October 1978.
How do you describe your work?
Well, that would be hard to start with, except that I'm interested in fine arts, commercial art, illustration, and photography, line work, almost anything. I've tried all the different techniques. I'm very interested in watercolors. I prefer for my fine arts. And oils, I've done a lot of, and I enjoy those too. They're easier than watercolors. Watercolors are a challenge because you put it on, and if you make a mistake, well, then you're out of luck. You just have to start a new one unless you have a darker color to put over that mistake. But I've been illustrating for many years now. Whenever I get a story to do, I look it over, the manuscript, and see what technique I think goes with the story.
When did you start your photography?
Oh, I've always been interested in photography, but the first time I went to Europe was in 1950. And it was after the war, and I bought a Rolleiflex on the black market. And it was a very exciting day because this other photographer took me to meet this man on the black market, and we met in a restaurant, and we exchanged money for the new camera. Of course, I probably could have done just as well in America for that price. I've never known, but it's been a wonderful camera, except that I got home from Paris, and I lived in Gramercy Park in New York at the time, had an apartment, and I had my paintings out and my cameras. I had taken a color camera with me and bought a Rolleiflex, and I had a movie camera with me. And when I went out to a parade that day, a ticker tape parade, and when I came back, my apartment had been robbed. They took all of my camera equipment. And luckily, I had taken out an insurance policy before going to Europe. So I got all new camera equipment. They just replaced it. They took me to a camera store instead of paying me. They gave me a new Rolleiflex, so it's an American one now and not the French one, not the German made. Of course, it all made by Germany, but I mean it was bought over here. A new movie camera, a new still camera, and well, I was very lucky I had that insurance policy. But they didn't steal any of my paintings. Thank goodness, after months in Paris of painting, that would have broken my heart more than losing any camera.
Do you change your style of painting according to the subject, or is it according to your...
Yes, and the mood I'm in. And thank goodness, well, I tell you, I was very discouraged during this modern period where people just splash things on, and cubist period and everything else, it didn't appeal to me. So I almost quit painting, but it's just as well because I was so busy doing books. And I did quite a few every year since I started. I started in New York City, and the way it happened, I worked for Norcross Greeting Cards. I first worked for U.S. Playing Card Company that do Congress cards. And I left there and went to Norcross Greeting Cards. And I designed birthday and Christmas cards and all of those. And I was invited for a weekend with one of the women who worked at Norcross but did children's books. And I said, this is what I have always wanted to do, because when I went to art school in New York, I wanted to be an illustrator. And that's what I studied. I studied with some very famous old artists, Franklin Booth and Thomas Fogarty, and even Norman Rockwell came in as a lecturer at our school. It was the Phoenix Art Institute at that time. It's now merged and has become Pratt Phoenix in New York. But to go back to this weekend, this woman showed me her work and she said, "Now I do this freelance." And I said, "How do you get into the children's book field?" She said, "Well, I'll introduce you to my agent." So I called this agent and she said, "Well, I'd like to see some of your samples." Well, at that time I had just originated the Blue and Pink Dogs for Norcross. And I took those and some of my illustrations I'd done in school and some other things, and she showed them. That's what an agent does. Takes around her portfolio, it saves you the late work. And she showed them, and they were going to do Carolyn Sherwin Bailey's The Little Rabbit Who Wanted Red Wings. And when they saw my Blue and Pink Dog sample, they said, "We'd like her to do it." So that was my first book, and that's how it happened, by going for a weekend. And then this agent, well, an agent gets 25%. I don't know whether they get more now, but I used her for several years, as long as I stayed in New York. But I moved to Bucks County in 54 and built my studio out here overlooking the Delaware River. And after going through the flood of 55, I just thought, well, what's the use of paying this agent 25%, because she collected the check first. I would do all the work on the book. The publisher sent her the check, and she took her 25% out and sent me the rest. She didn't mail my work. She didn't see it. She did nothing but collect her 25%. So I broke my contract with her. It was just a word contract, and then I did better than ever without an agent after that, because I was known. And just pick up the phone and they would say, "Are you available for a book?" And I'd say, "Yes, and I'm going to Europe or something. I can't do it now, but I will be available later." So that's how it happened.
You've been painting all your life
since I was 8 years old. My mother tells the story that the art teacher to a parent teachers meeting called us aside and said, "Now Dorothy has unusual talent, and I think you should develop it." And well, there were only a couple. I'm from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and there were only a couple people who had studied a little art around. So I took Saturday classes, but all they'd do, they'd sit me down and say, "Draw this egg," or "Draw this cup and saucer," and they didn't know any more than I did about it at that point. But anyway, and then luckily, I had an aunt and uncle in New York City, and they wanted me to come to visit them one summer. And I said, "I'd like to go to art school while I'm there." So I went around and looked, and Grand Central said, "Well, you're entirely too young. We've never had anybody young." So I had noticed the Phoenix Art Institute ads, and I went there. And they said, "Well, we've never had anyone this young, but we'll give you a chance." So it worked out fine. And then later I won a scholarship from them, and went back to New York after I went on back to Bowling Green and finished college and came back to New York. And I was on my own, roughing it, believe me, because it's very hard. And the year after I had more or less finished art school, I was getting freelance jobs. And I even did holy pictures for, you know, these Catholic communions. I worked for a Jewish concern, and they knew exactly what the Catholics wanted, you see, on these little holy communion cards, and I did that. And I did real estate
brochures that would show the house plan and the outside drawing of the building and all. I'd never done that, but I learned a lot about architecture that way. And then I got a telegram from my college. I went to Western University. It was then a state college, but now it's Western University, which has a champion basketball team. And I had a telegram, and they wondered if I could replace an art teacher in Clinton, Tennessee. She had walked out on her job and gone somewhere else. And I thought, why not? I worried about, yes, I would, because when I got my college degree, I also got a teacher's certificate. And I got on the bus and went to Clinton, Tennessee and taught 8 months, but I knew at the end of the first month I could never stand to teach art in school. I just didn't like it because I thought I was wasting my time. I wanted to be back doing the work myself instead of trying to teach it. So after that year, I went back to New York. I saved $450, so that gave me a little nest egg, and I won a scholarship. And I lived at the Three Arts Club, and I worked for my room and board, and I had my scholarship, and from then on, that's the way it started. So it's been hard work. It's very little inspiration, you know, in life, and it's most perspiration.
You've lived in the county almost 25 years. What does it offer you artistically as far as inspiration or financial support, educational opportunities, cultural?
Everything. The first time I saw it, I had met this photographer in New York who lived out here, and he brought me out to see it, and he wanted me to paint his portrait, which I did. And I kept coming out on visits, and I just loved it. There's just so much here. There's everything. It's a little town. New Hope is less than 1,000, but it is the most cosmopolitan little town in America. We have everything here, and the people are intelligent, and a lot of them that you see on the street, they just look like old farmers, but they're very interesting people. They're not small-minded, and any subject matter you want to paint is right here. You can go a mile and you're in the middle of the country. You've got barns and animals, farm animals, and I don't know, it's just an exciting place, and I have never regretted it a minute.
Are you aware of other artists that live in the county?
Oh, yes.
Is that through your own personal social life, or is that from, are you aware of the Arts Alliance? Are you active in that?
No, I should be, but I'm not. I have, really, until this last year, I have been so busy doing my own work that I haven't socialized as much as I should. Everything all right?
Are you aware of other, what other artists are doing? Or can you see of some way where artists that live here can become aware of what everyone else is doing, or to get more exposure to their own work?
Well, of course, by exhibiting, I guess, but I don't know. I think most of us are rather clannish. I don't see too much mixing of artists. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know where they're mixing. But everyone seems to be busy with his own project. And I've known William A. Smith, the illustrator, for over 28 years, and he lives up here in Pineville. And we're always very happy to see each other. And I know them scattered around. We talk on the street, but as far as mixing, I don't know. They all seem so busy, and I've been busy too.
Do you frequent nearby cities, and if so, which ones more often?
Oh, yes, I go into New York and into Philadelphia. And I don't know. I've traveled all over the United States and all over Europe. And I'd like to do more of that now that I have a little more time.
So apparently you're very happy and you don't plan on leaving the county.
Never, never. I could go back to Kentucky any time because Mother's living alone on a beautiful place right on a lake. And but everything's right here. And my view here is just out of this world. It really is. And every season, the snow and ice on the river and the colorful trees, and I like gardening, and I have a nice garden every summer. And I like to build furniture and refinish furniture. And I don't know, they just never a dull moment. And I'm very interested in the stock market, of course, right now it's going down, but I mean, there's always something to do. And I hope to get back to darkroom work as soon as I can, because I've been away from that for a couple of years. But I did a lamp brochure. A couple times a year for the lamp company at Furlong. I did all their photography, designed the catalog, and printed all of their pictures. And I worked in the dark room so many hours every night doing that, and then doing my books in the daytime. And I got a little tired of dark room work. So I think that's how I got away from it. If it becomes a commercial project rather than a play project where you enjoy, it makes quite a difference.
What are you working on currently?
I'm not working on anything right now. I don't have a book because Mother was ill this summer, and I have been to Kentucky 3 times in the last several months. And I know I'm on call there at any time. And I hope to get out my easel this next week and get back to painting. That's what I've been doing this year. And I do want to get back to writing a book and doing it on my own, because I enjoy that very much. But most of my books have been done from the manuscripts that are sent to me. Somebody else writes them, and they just send me, and I submit the sketches, and they approve of those, and then I do the finishing. One year I did 12 books. That was the most I've done, but that was really grinding them out too fast. It's too hard on the eyes because you have to work at night too, and I don't want any more of that. Might as well enjoy what I do.
Rest on your arms.
But it's a nice career because I know actresses go on the stage, and unless somebody has photographed it and they have their playbill, but with an artist he does a book, the book's there for them to look at for years to come, which is something that, you know, and you paint one picture, you sell it, and you're lucky if you get to see it again. I hate to sell my paintings because they're fun, and they're more part of me than a book. After I do a book, I'm so glad to get through with it. And when I get back the published work, I look at it, and sometimes I wonder, did I do that? Strange feeling, because there's a time lapse between the time you send in the finishes and get the published work back. that's the way I earn my living, and it's been nice to work at home. That's the greatest part about it, not having to get up every morning and dress, get into a city and work and punch a time clock and get home at 5 or whatever. Work when you want to and play when you want to.
Your paintings are more a part of you than the rest of your work.
Much. I knew one old artist, and he said it was like your children, and he just couldn't give up his children, and I kind of feel that way, because it's a memory to everyone, you know, when I did it and where I was.
Does the county offer exhibition space that seems sufficient for you to show your work?
No. I've never been offered any space. I don't know where they do that. The Phillips Mill, I was in the first show they had, and I sold a picture the first time I exhibited. And then the next time I submitted one, I was turned down because it was when they were getting into this very modern stuff. And so since then, I've never submitted to the Phillips Mill show. And I've exhibited at the Lambertville House. But other than that, nobody's asked me to exhibit or to do anything. I exhibited a photograph down here this spring for the New Delaware Canal Association and sold a photograph that day. But no, they don't offer any space. Nobody approaches me about my work or anything.
You're not asked to speak at schools in the area?
I did. After a new book, the publishers line you up with speaking engagements. I spoke in Philadelphia after I did, back and forth. Spoke a couple places there. And then I spoke in New York a couple times, when I was still living there. And here in town, I have for the Exchange Club. But other than that, no. So, but maybe a lot of people don't even know what I do. I mean, they see me go back and forth to town, and later on they find out, well, they say, well, I had no idea what you did.